reading the signs. Allow yourself to find a comfortable position and make sure that you won't be interrupted during this time. Do not play this tape while driving or operating machinery. I am now going to count from 5 to 1. And as I do, you will find yourself becoming more and more relaxed and moving deeper and deeper into a state of peace, confidence, and awareness of a greater world within and without. 5. Feel the muscles in your legs, back, arms, and neck relax and grow heavy. Take a deep breath and exhale, releasing all your cares and worries of the day. Take another deep breath and release. Let your shoulders drop and feel the muscles in your face, forehead, and scalp smooth out and relax. 4. Your arms and legs continue to grow heavier, and with every passing moment, you continue to move deeper and deeper into that point of light at the center of your being that is your eternal truth, your infinite mind. Take another deep breath and exhale, releasing your tensions. 3. Allow your jaw to drop gently as you relax further. Your hands are so heavy in your lap, it feels as if you wouldn't be able to move them if you tried. But you could if you wanted. For every movement that you make and every sound that you hear serve only to take you deeper and deeper into that perfect place of being that is the voice of your divine consciousness. The voice that you hear always and trust absolutely. 2. Breath comes and breath goes, and with every breath, your body grows heavier and you relax more completely. Your eyelids are so heavy and your forehead is as smooth as a summer lake on a windless day. And as you slip deeper and deeper into the light that is your invulnerable, imperishable self, you discover that this self walks easily in the world of spirit, the world of light. 1. You are completely relaxed now. And since you rest gently in the grace of the eternal soul within, you give yourself absolute permission to go where spirit takes you, to hear what spirit tells you, and to see what spirit shows you. Your body continues to grow heavier and heavier, while your consciousness grows lighter and lighter. And your mind moves through the senses of the spirit and into the knowledge of the soul. Without question, without compromise, and without second guessing, you become completely who you have been forever. 3. Remember, communication from spirit is very subtle and often fleeting, starting with a mere shadow or just the hint of an idea. You will probably have to bring your attention back to it over and over again until your experience of it becomes more substantial. But do not look for the type of experience you are used to in the three-dimensional world. This experience would be more like trying to look into the corners of a dream. It is a challenge for a physical person to use the non-physical senses of perception, but with practice, you will become familiar with the language of spirit and with their ways of communicating to you. And now, as you continue to relax and move deeper and deeper into your eternal knowing and being, you begin to notice that you are not alone. You feel somewhere behind you that there is another spirit present. It is a spirit who knows you and loves you, and that spirit is gently approaching. As you continue this process, remember you may be led in a different direction than my words are taking you. You may feel a change in the identity of the spirit with you, or you may feel a number of different entities come and go. Trust everything completely. After all, there is no wrong way to be with your guides. As long as you rest in the heart of your own spirit and let go of the ego's fears and doubts. After your guide steps up behind you, you begin to feel the energy coming from his or her hands as they rest upon your shoulders. Take a moment to get to know this presence. Let the energy fill your body and notice how you feel. What physical sensations do you observe? What colors do you perceive in and out? Let yourself have a moment to get familiar with this spirit presence. As you sit in this comfortable communion with your spirit guide, allow your thoughts to come around to an important situation in your life about which you may need some insight or clarity. Begin to formulate a simple question in your mind, or merely place the picture or the idea of the person, situation, or event in your thoughts, and ask for this guide's input. Your spirit helper will give you the perception of a symbol. Slowly, the image of just one solitary symbol begins to take shape in your consciousness. It doesn't matter how you perceive it. It might be a visual image. It might be a fleeting idea in your head. Or it might be a word or a phrase that you hear from a soundless inner voice. It might even be just a tiny part of an image or an idea, a piece of the puzzle, so to speak. Whatever it is, and however you get it, there is a symbol available to you right now. Take some time to look at this symbol. And for the moment, let go of trying to interpret its meaning. Release the need to create an entire picture in your mind. Feel free to experience the symbol just as it comes, even if it is just the corner of an image or the edge of an idea, and even if it comes and goes. Let go of your need to perform or succeed and simply focus on the symbol. If it leaves your experience, bring it back. If your mind wanders, merely pull your concentration back to this one symbol. Notice if there are any colors that are attendant with this symbol. What feelings does this symbol arouse in you? soon you begin to sense that this symbol becomes animated. This image, in your mind's eye or in your thoughts, starts to assume an energy of its own. Now there is an action to the symbol that you are perceiving. Notice it. Let this object show you, in your thoughts, what it wants to do. Perhaps it begins to move. If it does, observe where it moves, how it moves, and what it feels like emotionally. Or maybe it begins to change. Notice the changes, the size, the shape, the colors. Are there any new objects, people, or other images becoming a part of this animation? Let yourself notice everything, especially the feelings involved, the feelings of every object and every individual part of the image or the idea that you are perceiving. Notice even the feelings of the action. If, for example, you're seeing a triangle and it begins to move upward, is its movement fast and exhilarated like a rocket ship? Is it slow but determined? Or is it slow and plodding? Take a moment now to observe the action, the emotion, and changes of the symbol or symbols before you. By now, you may have noticed that your imagination is a very important tool in this process. Don't diminish the validity of your experience with thoughts such as, I'm just making this up, or I'm only imagining it. It is now time to give yourself over completely to your imagination. For it is through the filter of your consciousness that Spirit brings you their thoughts and messages. And it is the history and the text of your mind that Spirit draws upon to use as the language to reach you. So let yourself continue to imagine the movement and changes and action. As you watch this action, you begin to see a story developing out of this symbol's life. Watch the story evolve. Remember, don't try to identify the meaning of the symbols, and don't worry about their interpretation. Just let yourself be in the story. Indeed, let yourself become the story. What is your experience as you become the symbol? What are your emotions as the symbol? Now let yourself become the action. Notice what that's like. What are the feelings of the action? What other elements of this story can you investigate in the first person? Without necessarily seeking to understand it all, take a few minutes now to become all of the elements of the extended symbol you are working with. And notice everything you experience and feel in the first person as each of these elements. Very well. Take one last moment to ask your spirit helper for any further input you might need. Just another little symbol which catches your focus quickly and expands itself through its movement and action almost as immediately as you perceive it. Be with it for just a minute and notice what it tells you. Watch it quickly. Move with it quickly. And experience it fully. For this is how to catch just a casual phrase from Spirit. A little message from your helpers that might come to you throughout your day. It is now time to wrap up this communication with your spirit guide. At present, you may not completely understand the meanings behind all that you have experienced, but at least you have a visual or mental experience that will continue to unfold as you work further with your guides. After this process, be sure to note in your journal the symbols, action, and feelings you perceived here. Writing about your experience may bring more clues to the surface and will help you build, over time, a greater vocabulary of personal and archetypal symbols available to you. I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and with each count you will bring your focus back to your waking consciousness and back to your physical presence. You will remember clearly and distinctly everything that you have experienced here. 1, coming back now, let yourself take a deep breath as you make a renewed commitment to your work with this guide and your other helpers in the spirit world. 2, gently and easily bringing yourself back to the room and to the present moment. And know that at any time of the day or night, you are free to call upon Spirit. Simply close your eyes, even if only for a minute, and let yourself experience the message and the signs given to you through your psyche. 3. coming back completely now. Let yourself open your eyes only as it is comfortable for you. And welcome yourself to this greater understanding of the spirit world and to the absolute trust you are capable of in the spontaneous experience of its language. A world and a language that are available to you every day.